Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Bless the Lord. Well, what qualifies me to teach on this subject? Well, thank God for Kenneth E. Hagin. I don't think there's a day goes by I don't thank God. And my kids, too. They tell me, we thank God. My daughter-in-law thanks God for Brother Hagin. They all listen to him every day. My grandchildren listen to Brother Hagin every day, just about, don't you, Brandon? And he taught me how about the authority of the believer and about the power in the blood of Jesus. And so I used it to bring up my family. I used it in the Soviet Union, running from the KGB. I used it in Israel. And I thank God that I know about that. When I was working for Brother Hagin, I was the editor of publications. I took his books. God had told him, you take your teachings and put them into print. Well, I had the blessed job of doing that. Now, I didn't do this book. This book was done before I got there, The Believer's Authority. But I had to keep track of book sales. I was employee number 12. But he hired me, bless the Lord, and one day just dumped the editorship in my lap. And you not only, you transcribed the tapes, you edited the tapes, you kept track of the books, you dealt with the printers. You got to do everything when your ministry's smaller. And so this book outsold every other book we had 10 to 1. 10 to 1. And Brother Hagin has some great, marvelous titles. So, but it was so powerful, and it's been used so powerfully around the world, even with the fall of the Iron Curtain. And so I got a telephone call from Jean Ann McNally. I'm going to read you the foreword in Brother Hagin's book, and one of these phrases is going to be real important to us. How many of you know Kenneth E. Hagin? How many of you don't know him? I mean, you know who he is. You're going to get fired, Ethan Cerrone. We go by what Brother Hagin teaches here. No. Excuse me. How many of you know about him or have read his books? I said it wrong. He said, back in the 1940s, I asked myself the question, do we have authority that we don't know about, that we haven't discovered, that we're not using? I had had little glimpses of spiritual authority once in a while. Like others, I had stumbled upon it and had exercised it without knowing what I was doing. I wondered, is the Spirit of God trying to show me something? So I began to study along this line, think along this line, feed along this line, and I began to see more and more light. An article in the Pentecostal Evangel prompted my study on the words power and authority. Then I came across a wonderful pamphlet entitled The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan, a missionary to China, who later edited the Alliance Weekly. As a result of my studies, I concluded that we as a church have authority on the earth that we've never yet realized, authority that we're not using. Now listen to this paragraph. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority. But before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. I say that's us. Are you in that company?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Now, one of my board members, the McNallys, Jean Ann in this case, she called me one day and she said, "Billy, I found a book by Macmillan that Brother Hagin quotes. And someone had taken his pamphlets and put it into a booklet." So we got that booklet, and it just so blessed me. Then they would put it in print, and they would take it out of print, and put it in print, and take it out of print. So we finally got the rights to this book, The Authority of the Believer, for $200. Don't you think that was a good purchase? And now we keep it in print, and we give it away all the time. I want to read to you Macmillan's preface. People skip prefaces. They skip these things. But you have to listen to this one, because this is why we're having this meeting. He writes, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness." How many of you know that's right? This man died in 1956. The Bible even tells us there's going to be demonic activity upon the earth that has never been here even before. And we already had enough to deal with here. So I'll read that phrase again. "The rapidly approaching end of the age," and we're almost there, folks. This is almost it. "Is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness." And he goes to mention quite a few. We could mention quite a few, couldn't we? We could talk about a lot of things here for all the rest of the evening. But you know what they are. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. There are all kinds of prayer. The Bible says there are all kinds of prayer in Ephesians 6:18. They're all prayer, but they're all different kinds. One of those kinds is what he's talking about. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose minds have been enlightened. That's what's happening to us. We're being enlightened. Whose minds have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies, say that, the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Before this meeting is over, I will have Gary Wood come up and tell you what he saw when he went to heaven. But round about this earth in the mid-heavens, there are entities called the powers of the air. There are also all on this earth disembodied, many of those are angels, fallen angels. There are also disembodied spirits. The Bible's not too clear on where they came from. But they need bodies. They don't even have glorified bodies. They need bodies. They're demons. They're all around us. Low-level devils. Now, the trouble, a whole lot of the trouble, and I believe when something came in, like to that young man who cut off the heads of his two grandparents, I believe that was totally demonic. And I'll tell you the real truth, I think it was aimed at us. I think they'd heard us at the pastor's meeting. And they saw that I was kind of riled up about beheadings in Oklahoma City. Because that's not a normal thing for someone to do. But you know what? Doom, 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 doom. I don't want you to think that we came here just to point out all the bad things that have happened around Oklahoma City. And they're happening in a lot of places, but I didn't get sent to all those places. Got sent to Oklahoma City. Now, we're out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and I even see some of our regular prayers here. Stand up if you're one of our regular prayers. Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at them. They're always there. They come every Wednesday. They come every Sunday. I come out there. We're 17 and a half miles in the boonies. And I say, God, they're here again. I drive up and see the cars. They're here again. And then we know, like Sister Wilkerson with that prayer group, we know we can get somewhere today. Bless the Lord. So we were out there, and you guys remember this, I'm sure. I think it was a Sunday, wasn't it? And we were praying about this meeting. And we have a little lady who's there in our meeting named Francine Lovell. And Francine is she's a lady in every sense of the word. She's French, speaks with a lovely French accent. She was a little girl in Paris when the Nazis occupied it in World War II. And she loves America. She loves seeing those Americans. She said we had been so beat down by those Nazis, you know, with their helmets, with their uniforms. And she said, I shall never forget. I was just a child, I think 6 years old, when the Americans came. And they freed us. And they came down the streets in jeeps. And they had those Nazis. And they were sitting there cowed, beaten, defeated. Not so blustery anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're there and we're praying about this meeting. And we're praying about authority of the believer. And we're praying about God help us get it over to people so that they do it. You know, like this book, Authority of the Believer. I give it to everybody. And someone called me. And every time I do, I say, now do page 27. You'll know how to do page 27 before you leave. And I say to the people, they'll call me. Maybe they got devils having high carnival in their house. And I say, don't you have this book? Oh, yeah, I had that book. You gave me that last year. I read it. Are you doing it? The devil is not going to stay away from your doorstep just because you read it. He is not going to stay away from your doorstep because you read the Bible. You're going to have to do the word. James 1:22, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. So, we're out there, they'll remember it, and she stands up, her little bony finger, and she starts, says, as best I remember it, she said, you are going to establish Goshen. You are to establish the boundaries of Goshen.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.